JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we focus on the Civil Servant of the Year Award. And do remember to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Nominations are being invited from government ministries, departments, and agencies for the 2014 Civil Servant of the Year. The award, now in its 11th year, recognizes one civil servant deemed to have exhibited excellence in public service delivery over the past year. A panel of judges comprising representatives within and outside the public sector will select the winner after interviewing and evaluating all nominees. The winner will be required to undertake a small project to display the awareness of the civil service to social responsibility and advancing its overall image, as well as serve on the Civil Service Week steering committee. In addition, the winner's name will be inscribed on a plaque that will be displayed in the office of the Prime Minister Cabinet Office and published in the media. The prestigious award was copped in 2013 by Jamaica Information Service JIS Director of Production Enthros Campbell. The Civil Servant of the Year Awards forms part of activities for Civil Service Week 2014 to be celebrated from November 16 to 21 under the theme Public Sector Advancement Through Partnership and Collaboration. All nominees and winners will be appropriately recognized at the official launch scheduled for Friday, November 14. Nomination forms should be completed by permanent secretaries and head of departments and is submitted along with a photograph and information on the candidate to Erica Barnes, Civil Service Week Steering Committee, Ministry of Finance and Planning, Public Service Establishment Division, Employee Relations and Benefits Unit, 30 National Heroes Circle, Kingston 4, by Friday, August 29. For additional information, contact Ms. Barnes at 932-5380 or email erica.barnes@mof.gov.jm.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to make your company more prosperous. Set clear goals. Be purposeful in following your mission statement by setting clear, precise goals and assigning appropriate timelines. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Vision 2030 Jamaica is the island's first long-term national development plan, being guided under four major goals. These are the empowerment of citizens to achieve their fullest potential, the creation of a secure, cohesive, and just society, a prosperous economy, and a healthy and natural environment. These are in an effort to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And we're reminding our listeners Roundabout JA to practice water conservation. Remember, every drop counts. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
As a girl, I used to love play cereal lash with the orange seed, orange gut, and you kick up and you catch it on your foot and you kick and you catch and you catch and you catch. And we used to love to play bass. They hit you and you run from this bass, and when they throw the ball, if it won't catch you, run around and touch another little thing like that and you come right around.
Well, my name was Joyce Ricketts Samuels. Samuels is the married name.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ankar for producer Casita Irving. Until next time, keep safe.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.